Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. Manchester United 2, Bournemouth 2. Talk to me. Talk to me about that. I don't think in 10 years of doing this, I've been silenced by something that I just didn't expect as much as I did with that Maguire red card. I'm just sort of like, look, there is other things to talk about, definitely. You know, Steve Holland is quite a negative coach. Is the jury out on Carrick? Why is Sesko not starting? These are all relevant points. You know, regardless, you should never be reliant on referees, not in this league. I mean, in a way, we're moaning over nothing because we all know the PGMOL are rubbish. I mean, what are we doing? Like, literally, what are we doing? Like, are we shouting and pretending that this is something new? It's always happening. So you can't be reliant on the referees. And maybe we should have got the game won in the first half when Bournemouth were crap and we had a lot of the ball. But it is still hard to justify. It's hard to get your head around. It really is. So we're going to get into all that. Get your comments in. The Manchester United game has ended 2-2. Don't forget, thank you very much to Ball Sports for powering our match reaction and shows today. If you're new to Ball Sports, bet £10, £40 in free bets. Go to the Ball Sports website or app. Details are in the description and via the QR code. 18 plus only, UK and Ireland. Customers full terms are on the screen. Thank you very much to Ball Sports. But we start off with, look, the Cunha penalty is a penalty, right? There's no doubt about that. The Maguire one is fine. You know, I think of Lacroix for Crystal Palace on Cunha. I said that was harsh. I felt he put an arm on him. I think Cunha went down a bit soft. He's the last man. So let's use that. Let's be fair. Follow me on this one. Don't worry. Follow me. We'll end up United. Don't worry. So Cunha's penalty is a penalty in this game. Maguire gets sent off and they get a penalty. Okay. Happened to us a couple of weeks ago against Palace. I think Cunha went down a little bit easy. It was the last man. He did put his arm on him. Fine. Maguire gets sent off. They get a penalty. Okay, fine. We've both got a penalty, right? The problem is their goal, which would have been 1-1. Before that, Ahmad gets softly, or whatever you want to call it, pushed over. How is that not a penalty if you're going to give the Maguire one? And I think that is where we are, and nobody can argue about that. Cunha, couple of weeks ago, goes down a little bit soft, very clever, last man, red card Palace. Evan Nilsson goes down a little bit soft, last man, red card Maguire. Absolutely fine. Okay, consistency, whatever you want to say. But you can't give that and then not give the Ahmad one. And that's the problem I've got, is that I understand the Maguire one. It's technically depriving a goal scoring opportunity. It's very soft, but we got it a couple of weeks ago. Fine. It feels a bit... I felt shocked. I was like, why is Maguire getting sent off? But okay, I can go back 2 weeks and I can go, okay, you can't have the cookie and whatever the saying is. But the problem is, when you look at the Ahmad one again, that's gunners, because not only did you not give the penalty, they scored. And that's the problem as well. So I think that I feel like we've been... I think it's a disgrace, really. I do. I think it is a disgrace because... And look, I've done it on this channel. I've done it on That's Football. I've been very consistent about the PGMOL. And I think that's a bit shit, to be honest. I think it is a bit shit because... I can deal with the Maguire one because of what happened to us with Palace. But the contact on Evan Nilsson is literally the same as the contact on Ahmad. And look, Ahmad isn't a goal-scoring opportunity, but it's still in the box, isn't it? I did see something online before I went live saying, well, Maguire did it in the first half as well. He pushed him in the back. I mean, I don't think that was a penalty at all. I really, really don't. And what we're talking about here is the officials. And I don't want to be talking about the officials, but you do have to start off there. I think we've been a bit unlucky there. But beyond that, a few things I want to talk about as well. Get your comments in. I think the jury is still very much out on this coaching team. I think that I have to say this. Look, I want to say the first thing about the officials, and I think that's really, really important. But moving on from that, I'm somewhat perplexed how we need a penalty on Ahmad to beat Bournemouth tonight. I'm like, we seem to be like, it's a moment of brilliance by Cunha. Let's not forget that goal, the penalty that Bruno scores. We don't create that. That's just a £60 million signing who could do that for anybody. It was just incredible control. One is a penalty out of nothing. So that's another moment of individual brilliance that makes it 1-0. The Ahmad goal would have been, again, another penalty. So where are the goals? Where are the goals? Like, where are all the chances today? Because I'm watching that game and I'm like, Bournemouth were crap in the first half and we go in at 0-0. And I'm sort of, that sort of frustrates me a little bit. I mean, I'm massively frustrated about the penalty that we should have got. I'm watching it here. I mean, Ahmad doesn't help himself. I think Ahmad's got a little bit of a reputation as a diver, but that doesn't justify it when you... Actually, I take that back because that's what VAR's for. The referee might think it's Ahmad diving, but I genuinely think VAR should look at it. I really do. But look, they go and score up the other end. But my point is, both our goals today, one's an own goal and one's a penalty. And if we're being harsh, how have we scored a penalty and an own goal in a game like that? Because Bournemouth were really bad. I think Bournemouth are the worst team we've played this season. It's not this season. Bournemouth is the worst team Carrick's played. Apart from Spurs with 10 men. I'm looking at the Ahmad one again here. I mean, I do think Ahmad goes down a little bit soft, but that's not... I'm looking at it. I mean, it's no different. The thing is, whether... I don't even know why I said that. Whether it's soft or not, it's no different to what Maguire did. That's the problem, isn't it? It's no different to what Maguire did. Anyway, going back, we have to move on. There's other stuff to talk about. Yeah, I'm a little bit perplexed tonight about how we're moving as a team. I've mentioned this before, performance, results. And I don't think the performances of United have been that good. I don't think the performances have been that good from United for a few weeks, but we've been getting the results. When we lost to Newcastle, people weren't happy because the performance wasn't very good and we lost. When we drew to West Ham, people weren't very happy because the performance wasn't very good and we drew. And I think again tonight, the performance wasn't very good. When you think about it, where were the chances from open play? Cunha creates a penalty. Bruno scores an own goal from a set piece. And where I'm going to go with this is probably not going to be rocket science, but I'm getting a little bit frustrated with Mbeumo up front. Not Mbeumo. I'm getting a little bit frustrated as to why Carrick keeps picking Mbeumo up front and Ahmad on the wing and leaving Sesko on the bench when Sesko's the guy that's put Carrick in the position to get the job. It was Sesko who scored the winner against Fulham in the last minute. It was Sesko who equalised against West Ham in the last minute. It was Sesko who scored the winner against Everton when we were shit. I mean, he's literally given him 7 points when we could have got 2. And he's sitting on the bench again so that we can watch Mbeumo up front not play well, with Ahmad on the wing not play well, and Sesko sits on the bench for 70 minutes. And I'm like, I don't get it. I actually don't get it anymore. It's fine when you're winning, but in the first half, Bournemouth were shit, and we go in at half 0-0. And I'm like, why is Mbeumo up front? Why is he up front? Are you just waiting for a pass from Bruno or Cunha to get him in one-on-one? I mean, we spent £65 million on him. Put him on the fucking wing and put Sesko up front, who costs 70 million quid. I'm like, the frustration with that draw is obviously there's a lot of controversy about the penalties, right? But we still should have won the game. We still should have won that game. And in searching as to the reasons why we didn't win it, I'm sure people will say Luke Shaw was shit, Delo was shit, maybe someone else was shit. But we didn't actually create any decent chances, apart from Bruno in the first half where he cleared it off the line. And Bournemouth play the way we like. Bournemouth play wide open and we love to counter into space. And we created nothing. Created nothing today. And I think, like, why is Sesko not starting? Why is Mbeumo not on the wing? And I think this is a, I think this is a fair point. And I think the jury has to still be out on whether Carrick should get the job. We can't just give him the job on results. We have to analyse performance. And yes, I definitely agree. It's disgraceful what's happened around the penalties. But look at the two goals we scored. An own goal from a cross and a penalty because Cunha did something individualistically. And yet we were the better team by a long way, but we couldn't create any chances. And I think a lot of that has got to do with putting a winger up front, playing a winger out who's not playing very well, and then not using Sesko enough. And I think it needs calling out because they might give Carrick the job, and that means Steve Holland. And I think his tactics are boring. I think they're really boring. I think they were boring under England, and I think they're boring here. England got to a Euros final twice and a World Cup semi-final. Man United are third in the league. Look, you can't argue. Might be boring, but it gets you places. But when it doesn't get you places, it's fucking boring. And I think tonight, I'm like, are we just relying on individualism and poor team selection? Because I just don't get why he won't start Sesko. I really don't. Also, what I will say as well, I have to say this. I wrote it down. I don't really want to say it, but I am going to be honest and say it. We've just given... Sorry, there's a comment here from Bruno Fernandes that I'm going to bring in. We finished the game with a lot of suffering. The frustration also came from us because we should have been 3-1 up and we go, Ahmad concede a goal. We don't get a penalty and they get one. That's more or less the same as Ahmad. Yeah, it's a fair point. I think this needs to be said, right? Today, Manchester United have announced that they're going to give Harry Maguire a new contract. I'm not really massively ish bothered either way, but there's two things I would say. For the positive is he wants to stay at Man United. He's experienced. We don't know what the wage is, by the way. The flip side of the coin is too, right? First of all, Manchester City don't keep people beyond their sell-by date. They don't. De Bruyne, you're off. David Silva, you're off. Kyle Walker, you're off. Man United are going to keep a 33-year-old centre-back at Man United next season. And Harry has never been the sort of player that wants to sit on the bench. We play a back four now. It doesn't matter whether he's 33 or he's 25. If he ends up in the back four and somebody plays a pass like that, he won't get there. He won't get there. He's just not going to get there. So Maguire in a back four is going to happen a lot. That will happen a lot because he's better in a back three. He's better in a back three, and in a back four, that will keep happening because he's not quick enough. And United, have United kept Maguire because it's cheap? Or have they kept Maguire because they actually think he can start for United next season? And that's the, you know, tonight, it's cost us a win, hasn't it? If we're being completely honest. And I agree with David. He's a really good defender, but it's the lack of pace will hurt us a little bit. And I think that I thought Yoro played well tonight, but I think Maguire had a bit of an off game, to be honest. And you know, I'm frustrated though. I am frustrated. I've got to say. Let me get into your comments. Officials need a points league performance based system with relegation and promotion. Look, Sam, I get the frustration about the PGMOL, but part of me feels like going, where have you all been? Like, this has been going on for 4 years. I can't really sit here and say, oh my God, it's the biggest injustice in the world. It's 3 or 4 times a weekend in 3 or 4 Premier League games. We're not unique. Like, this happens game to game to game to game every week in the Premier League. Doesn't just we've been done tonight, but tomorrow it will be someone else. And Sunday it will be somebody else. We are not unique. Like, we're not going to get, you know, we're not going to be front page news. It will just be moved on because the officiating is a joke. It is a joke. Can't use low block as an excuse. Attack was lacking, says Marlow. Carrick is too weak with the stars and Burma should not be starting. The one thing I ask from United managers to have some guts and character, says Yoni. Look, I think it has to be said that there is an issue with the team selection because Bournemouth were there for the taking and we didn't score any goals from open play. We didn't do it. And that's incredible to me. And I think you've got to look at your team and you've got to say that Mbeumo up front hasn't worked for weeks. When was the last time Mbeumo played well up front? Arsenal? Man City? 2 months ago? Amad's on the wing, doesn't work at the moment. And Sesko's our best attacker and he's on the bench, apart from Cunha. So we've dropped 2 points today. We've dropped 2 points. We can blame the referee, but I think at halftime we should have been out of sight. I think we should have been 2-0 up. We need a deep dive into this game. This game was the epiphany of the past games that we lost or drew. Games that we should be winning are being lost, says the Moose one. Why are long throws back? I don't even know what to say there, Dirty Street. Why the fuck is Dalot running across to the other side of the pitch to do long throw-ins again? I was having flashbacks to Amorim. I was like, what? Carrick got rid of that. We've stopped doing that and it happened again tonight, twice. And Mbeumo looks fed up. Ridiculous leaving Sesko out, says Lee. I haven't seen any of this, but a few people have said that Mbeumo didn't look happy. But I wouldn't be happy if I was Mbeumo. He's a winger, really. He can play up front, but he's a winger, really. Same old problem. We take forever to move the ball. Always attacking against 10 men, says Dimaj. Not starting Sesko at 9 versus a low block team kills me, says George. Where was Mainoo? We need to gather a search party for our academy product. We buy 2 midfielders this summer and Mainoo ends right back where Amrim had him, says Manoj. Stop this false 9 crap and start Sesko, says Maliki. Passing accuracy was 78%. Bournemouth was 85%, says Marlow. Shocking. Being so sure about top 4 will come back and bite you, Mark. This team is not up for it. Not starting Sesko, but Carries starting Amad and Mbeumo, says James. Furious. It's a stonewall penalty for us. The Maguire one was nothing. We were robbed, says Lee. I think the Maguire one was a penalty, mate, if you want the Amad one. I don't have a problem with the Maguire one. It's very similar to what happened with Lacroix, but the Amad one should have been given. 2-1 should have shut up shop, says Lee. Honestly, Mark, at this point, I don't want the Premier League refs at the World Cup. They're so inconsistent, says Lung. Fourth best league in the world with these refs. Fourth, says Manchester. We're in a good position still, but fragile third position, says the Moose one. Quinstar says VAR is terrible. The penalty we got last was less of a penalty than the Amad one. Snyder says you're too harsh on Amad, Mark. He's works, mate. No. Before I carry on, what are you talking about? I'm too harsh on Amad. Please tell me when I say anything bad about Amad. He had a bad game. Don't do that. If you want to say Luke Shaw, thumbs up. If you want to say Dalot, thumbs up. But don't start putting words into my mouth. I'm not harsh on Amad. I always stick up for Amad. So I'm not having that. He works much harder than Garnacho or Rashford. He's not getting the end products, but he's not poor when you look at the in-game numbers. No, he played poor today, mate. Come on. He could have been one-on-one in the first half and he miscontrolled it. Should have lost the game. I retained my position, which is Cunha, says Constantine, that he dived. Now, Maguire red card and penalty is one of the softest penalties I've ever seen. Disgusting referee, says Yuv. One never likes blaming a ref for a loss, but he was the reason both Bournemouth goals today. That kind of thing wouldn't happen in the AFCON, says Lou. Lol. VAR gave the Amad penalty. If Bournemouth don't score, says Fraser. Just Ashraf, welcome to Members Club. Thank you very much. Mark, the ref robbed us as a result. Simple as that. Amad should have got a penalty and we were 2-0 up, says 40. Abysmal performance. We need fullbacks. Love from Nashville. Thank you very much. Carrick, Dalot and Shaw cost us. Cunha will work better up front compared to Mbeumo, says Just Arish. Constantine says it was a dive. This game was a hard watch because you can see the problems. Not starting our best number 9, says Jonathan. Jackson says poor officiating, poor performance and poor tactics. Carrick has done a good job in getting results, but he's not the man to take us back to the top. And Valentine says Mbeumo has to be on the wing and Amad was shocking again. Yoro in heaven next. Hope it works, says Quinster. Does Maguire staying mean Carrick is two, says Mo, and officials need a point. Look, I've got Michael Carrick on my screen here. I don't know what he's saying, but what I will say is this. If he's coming out blaming the officials, that's a cop-out, because if we'd won that game 2-1 and maybe Maguire doesn't get sent off or maybe we get the Ahmad penalty, but the performance is the same, I'd still be sat here saying, it's a great result, but where's the performance again? If we'd won that game, which maybe we should have done, I'd still be sat here going, it's another win where we've won because of individualism from Bruno or Cunha. We didn't play well again. Marlow, under 80% pass accuracy. Where were the chances from open play? I don't think we've played well today. I don't. I think we should have won the game, and I think the officiating's a joke, but I don't think we can keep walking out and going, referees, this, that, and the other. Like, the referees have done us in today, but the two goals we scored was an individual goal from Cunha, penalty, and an own goal from Bruno's corner. Where are the open play chances again? Why are we passing the ball around so shit? Why are we not creating chances? Because he's sticking Mbeumo up front, and he's putting Ahmad on the wing, and he's sitting a striker on the bench. The team's disjointed. Nobody knows where anybody's going. You look at Mbeumo, he's making runs, and then Cunha won't pass. Cunha gets the ball. He's looking to make a pass, and Mbeumo's not there. It's not good. The football is, I agree with Karna Dave, the football's shit, actually, if we're being honest. But don't let the officiating, which was shit, cloud the judgment that we played really well tonight, because we didn't. We didn't play well. And I don't rate that coach, Steve Holland. I don't rate him. I think he's negative, and I don't think he suits what Man United should be all about. So I'm not convinced by results over performance. And we should have won tonight, and we have been robbed by the referee. But there was a lot wrong with it again. I think we've been pretty shit since Arsenal and City. And we've had some really good results. Villa was a good result. Fulham was a good result. But West Ham, Everton, Newcastle, and today, I think we've been pretty poor. And if the club are looking at it and being blinded by results, that's a bit worrying. I hope over this international break, we're actually going to interview some coaches, because if we're going all in on this, I think next season will be a bumpy ride. I really do. But look, we were robbed today. It was shit officiating. But all I'm saying is, where were the chances? How, again, and also against a very poor Bournemouth team, where were the chances? How many sitters did Cunha, Mbeumo, Ahmad, Bruno, Mainoo miss? I don't remember any chances apart from Bruno's, which was cleared off the line in the first half. I don't remember any chances we created in that game apart from Bruno's. I can't remember any. So what we're basically saying is, we've been robbed by the PGOL. Well, there's a big fucking queue for that. I'm telling you now, and I've got nothing to back this up. If he'd started Sesko and he put Mbeumo on the wing, I think we'd have won. I think we would have won. And I'll also say, if he'd started Sesko and put Mbeumo on the wing against West Ham, I think we'd have won. So it doesn't work with Mbeumo up front. It doesn't work. Mbeumo up front does not work. Doesn't work. Simple as that. Anyway, thanks everyone for watching. Let's get over to the player ratings. Sorry, not player ratings, fan forum. Ricky's probably going to give man of the match to Luke Shaw, I think. Player ratings will be coming up after that. Thanks everyone for watching, and I'll speak to you all in a bit.